Body lotion. An old roommate of mine had a big, huge pump jug of Vaseline Intensive Care lotion.
Where'd he keep it?
On the edge of the tub. What do you need? So finally, after 2 years of living with him, a wonderful young man named Joe Gettler, who's I've talked about before, left piles of macaroni and cheese all over the house and stuff like that. I said finally, you know, why do you have a big jug of lotion on the edge of the tub? Like, what do you need the lotion for in the bathtub? Well, yes, folks, use your imaginations. Not the kind of thing you need to know right before you're taking a shower. Body lotion.
My mother, huge into plants, went through a phase of being huge into plants for about 3 years, between, I don't know, like sixth and eighth grade for me, maybe sixth grade in freshman year if I'm stretching it. She thereafter got totally sick of plants, ditched all of them. But it used to be that you could really win her heart by buying her a little baby cactus for, you know, whatever, her birthday or for Christmas. Crazy about plants, and she especially loved cactuses and aloe vera plants. Aloe vera plants that you could... aloe vera is found in body lotion. You know, it helps you. You smear it all over yourself. And my little brother would encourage our cats to eat the aloe vera plants because he thought it was doing them really good to eat them because, you know, they heal you. They're in the body lotion, right? And I'll never forget the just look of total rage and, you know, frustration that when my mother punished him for having done that and having cut open the aloe vera plants himself, because as far as he knew, he was right, and he was doing the right thing. Body lotion.
Yeah, so they're in the more high tones sort of body lotion sales. They have body lotion that claims to reduce the effects of aging visibly. Also known as anti-aging body lotion. I think it's made by Yves Saint Laurent or something like that. I'm kind of curious. I've never tried it myself because, well, I'm pretty young and I might end up in diapers. I'm not sure how this stuff works, if it works really well, but I'm memory loss, anti-aging body lotion. Okay, like if you take it for... I'm thinking it's like maybe one drop of anti-aging lotion equals 1 week of your life. So you'd use a bottle of this stuff and you don't know your husband anymore. Your kids disappear. It's kind of, I mean, aging, it's a harsh process, but well, sometimes it's sort of necessary.
Body lotion. So I think you'll really like this new shower that I'm installing.
Yeah, what is that, tile?
Yeah, this tile is super water, moss absorbing, which means that there won't be any moss around your bathtub. And, you know, that's a good thing. And it can actually withstand the just super force, the gale force of this water pump that I'm installing in your shower head.
Does that have the massage attachment and the... rain and the spring rain and the
yes, it does.
Chilling rain.
It also has the slap you around and give you a moment of clarity when you're bottoming it out.
Does it have the clear head cold shower attachment on there?
We're working on that.
All right, that's cool.
So how you want to pay for this?
I was thinking barter.
Barter?
Do you do that? I got some goats and one good pig.
This is, well...
Hey, I don't appreciate that.
I mean, in theory, I'm
You're
open
the bad
to
pig. Shut up.
Anything, but I mean, this is going to take a lot of goats. I mean, this is a pretty impressive shower.
Oh, I mean, these are smart goats.
And we'll bring them in here and let's see what they got.
All right, goats. This is the leader of the goats. We call him Jorge.
Okay.
And he'll. I mean, he's more than just mutton.
All right, Jorge, let's see you tap out some basic math with your foot. What's 4 plus 5?
2 more.
You can't give him hints. You're not going to be around forever. See, it's 7. He's wrong.
Ah, he did it.
Okay.
See? Genius goat.
All right. Let's see. But basic math isn't everything. Jorge, tapping with your foot. Identify the encoded assumptions about race that are prevalent in Hollywood circa 1991. You can use the film White Men Can't Jump as your basis.
Hello. I will be your date for this evening. My name is Yves Montand, famous French film star.
Why? I didn't realize I was getting a film star. Well, hot damn. All right.
So, would you like to begin our evening with perhaps a smoke of a Galois, and then I drink champagne from your shoe?
Well, I don't smoke personally, but if you would like to, go right on ahead. I guess, you know, it's an accommodating... Wow, a movie star.
And I will blow the smoke seductively in your face.
Is that what seduction feels like? Because it kind of burns a little bit.
No, that is acid reflux.
Oh, okay.
Seduction is a much more warm, fuzzy feeling. Like this.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, this famous film star. First, item of business on the evening is to...
Excuse me.
Yes.
Did you call me Miss Famous Film Star?
Well, yes, you. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to assume anything.
I am Yves Montand.
Doctor, I think I need some sort of help here. I'm all itchy and burning.
Well, there, little camper. It's a good thing you came to Dr. Pendlegast's Pediatrician-O-Rama. How old are you, son?
I'm 39 and a half.
Well, that's all right. There's a little child in every one of us, isn't there?
Yeah, but that one's all itchy, too.
Well, let's see what I have in my cabinet of medical fun, huh? Shall we? Oh, let me put a clown nose on you.
That's hilarious.
Okay. All right, look, dude, you gotta give me a break here, okay? I watch Patch Adams.
No.
I'm trying to be wacky and holistic.
I'm laughing as hard as I can right now. It hurts so bad.
All right, hold on a minute. Let me just get the horse tranquilizers out.
What are you doing?
All right, this is a 15-gauge needle, so could you give me your leg?
Is this going to make... Oh, mommy, that feels really...
There, I've shot you up with 8,000 cc's of horse tranquilizers. You should be having a great time.
I remember... Oh, man.
All right, hold on, let me just...
Grandpa.
Here, eat this. Mm. That should counteract the effects of the horse tranquilizers I just gave you. How are you feeling? You back to feeling itchy and burny?
Yeah, but now I got a stomach ache. Is that gonna clear
up?
All
right, let's see. Something good for you. We can't go the holistic route. Hold on, let's see. Look, it's like God rubbing your tummy. Isn't that wonderful? Don't you feel better? God loves you.
I'm flaking off.
All right, let's see. Here! Bactine! Bactine's good for you. Eat this.
Okay. It kind of drying me out a little bit. It's okay though, right?
But how's the burning and the itching sensation there, camper?
I don't feel much of anything anymore. I guess that's good.
Perfect. Perfect. Now, give me a big smile there, killer.
Well, Jorge, I've got to admit, your analysis of... Well, the paths of cultural entry in that film are pretty solid, so... He's a pretty smart goat.
That's right. Goat's worth a tub and a shower, I think.
Whoa there. No. That goat is worth the shower, period. That's all we bargained for. You gotta come up with something else to pay for the tiles and for the tub.
Honey, could you come upstairs for a second?
What?
Do you like the tub?
Yeah, it's a nice tub.
You think it's worth, say, you?
Are we talking as a, permanent trade or just a roll in the sack?
Oh, you know, one of those.
Well, he's an awful good-looking handyman. Hey there, sailor.
Okay, see, I don't know if I can accept that payment. I mean, it's...
She doesn't eat much. She's gonna die.
Well, what am I supposed to do with her?
Her and the goat, buddy? Jar of mayonnaise? Half a box of shotgun shells? Are you getting the picture?
Yeah, I actually kind of am.
I've been there, all right. It's worth a shower, a tub, and probably half a pack of floor tiles.
All right, well, leave the room, and I'm going to put that package together, and I'm going to see how it feels.
All right.
Yves Montand, it's Y-V-E-S. It's a man's name in French. It's Yves Montand, like Yves Saint Laurent.
I know. I got you the first time. It's just when it came time to introduce you to my paternal grandmother, I felt like I, you know, should go the first route because she's not okay with that, you know?
Are you okay with it?
Yes, I'm entirely okay. I'm having a wonderful time. And if now we're kind of late, so if we could get going to my...
But wouldn't you like me to massage your nipples a bit before we go?
Well, technically, yes. I mean, if we're going to get down to base human desires. Yeah, but we really got to get to my maternal grandfather's holiday thing. All
right, we'll go, but perhaps when we get back, you could shave my lower back for me.
That's entirely possible, Yves. I certainly would not rule anything out.
I've got a bottle of mayonnaise. I have a box of shotgun shells and a goat in the car.
Well, you film stars leave a high-paced, fast-paced lifestyle.
You know it, baby. Let's go to your paternal grandfather's.
Maternal grandfather's.
Whatever. Give me those nipples.
All right, so,
Look, I told you to come back in 2 days if you were feeling no better. So you're telling me that it didn't work?
Well,
Hold on 1 minute. Let me just get in a character here in case anybody walks by. Hey, Buckaroo, how you doing?
Hey, the wacky clown, how you doing?
Hey, how's your terminal case of cancer going,
it's
kid?
Phenomenal.
Woo! Here, have a Matchbox car.
Oh, that makes it all better.
Don't eat it, it's lead paint.
Oh, my arm fell off.
Are these freaking guys?
These are my kids.
That's really... What are you doing to all of them?
I treat terminal patients with love and kindness.
What about morphine? That's what you gave to me.
Well, you were moaning.
Well, maybe I'm, you know, 39, but I still need a little love in my life. And just staying tied up for those 2 days didn't seem to really help very much. In fact, I'm chafed a bit from the ropes.
You're a tough cookie.
I'm not. I'm just all flaky and dry.
You're a tough, tough cookie.
What are you going to do for me?
I got a bucket of aloe vera, a half a box of shotgun shells, and a goat.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's
gracious.
See what happens.
Oh, dip me in that, sailor.
So, what do you do with the mayonnaise back there?
Well, I'm sold. This is, you've paid for the tub.
All right, buddy, I told you you'd be into it.
But the tiles are another deal entirely, buddy.
Oh, baby, you know I was worth the tiles, too.
Listen to her. Look at her. She's wonderful.
Look, I got a family to feed. I got a business to support. I got people I'm liable to. That's a phenomenal tub, and you've given me a phenomenal payment.
I got a family to bathe, you know.
We're clear on that. These tiles, they are something else entirely.
The moss-absorbent tiles, la-di-da. All right. I'll tell you what, why don't you just rip them out and put in some regular grout and old ceramic tiles? And, unless, honey, you want to cut them a deal. And the goat. I mean, we could... I've got a trapeze.
I want the moss-absorbing tiles, honey. I want them. I want them now.
Well, honey, it's give and take in a marriage. So, I'm not going
to... All right, you give me everything and I will take it. Now give me the tiles before I'm forced to put the smackdown on you
once
again.
Don't do this in front of him. Ow.
Get the tiles, you spineless jerk.
All right.
Effeminate little piece of spineless meat.
Shh. All right.
I love you.
You too, baby. I got one thing left. I'm going to have to go in the garage. Honey, will you, while I'm gone... This will be worth one tile, probably. I'll be back in a second.
All right, sailor. How much mayonnaise we got left?
So, this is it. He said just park in the driveway.
Please, allow me to get the bell.
Okay.
Bing, boom.
What? Oh, that's my maternal grandfather's in the garage. Oh, hey! Hey, Uncle Lou!
Hey, how you doing, sonny? Hey, who's this?
You Americans are very strange. You call your maternal grandfather Uncle Lou.
It's all right.
It's really
crazy.
Complicated.
Did he marry his sister? It sounds like one of my films.
This is Yves. Yves is a French film star.
Let me massage your nipples.
All right there, jerky, back up. What is this guy? Some kind of joker? A clown or something?
Do you have a bathroom that I could use?
Absolutely. It's kind of under construction right now, if you want to... Let me see, my son's in there working on it. He lives in the shed, but he decided to redesign the bathroom. I'll go right up ahead, whatever. Just tell that guy working to look away.
Sweetie pie.
Yes, Eves.
I'm sorry, see, I was, acting. I was pretending to be your Uncle Lou.
Yeah, my blue-collar brogue's a bit infectious.
Yes.
It's Uncle- the biggest word I've ever said.
Grandpa Uncle Lou, have you seen any of Eves' famous French films?
French films? What is that, fairy stuff?
Okay. Come here and let me massage your nipples.
Maybe we should go Uncle Lou. Upstairs. We should probably
go upstairs. Okay, we'll go upstairs.
You got fairy dust?
Shh. Yeah, all right, I'm back. I got this anti-aging cream.
Oh, that's something, because...
Rub it on the goat. See what happens, all right?
I don't want to risk my valuable investment with this goat. How about I rub it on your wife?
Hold on a second.
Okay.
What? I'm making a deal in here.
Hello. I am Yves Montand, famous French film star. This is my date for the day,
it's
Mackie.
It's me.
Hey.
Hey, maternal pa.
How you doing?
Cousin Stu.
God, it's good to see you. You know, this family gets so confusing sometimes I forget how wonderful you guys are. You're sprouting up like a bean.
I'm personally bewildered. So you got a pretty impressive deal going on here in the shower, huh?
Oh, yeah, you know, this guy drives a hard bargain, but I'm working something out.
I got a family to feed.
I got a family to bathe. You know how it is.
Hey, so do any of you know Yves? Yves is a famous French film star.
Someone give me a nipple to massage. Bare a nipple!
What?
All right, buddy, what do you think if we work a little of this into the deal?
Hello, I'm Yves Montand. Perhaps you saw me in Costa Gavras Z.
I can't say I have, but...
Let me massage your nipples.
I think my goat is showing some signs of recognition.
Yeah, that's right. It's his goat, but...
Cecilia.
His goat says he...
Cecilia, is that you? What? They've been calling you Jorge.
What are you doing with my goat?
This is not your goat. This is Cecilia.
Wait a minute. Look, that's my payment for putting in the tub and the shower and this... Well, I don't know exactly which stage of the whole deal that was a payment for, but that was a payment, and Yves, you're causing trouble.
Buddy, this is apparently a French goat. It's imported. It's worth probably the whole deal. I can take my wife back.
You cannot have Cecilia. She is a creature that is too wild to be tamed, a spirit... Unlike any other, a beautiful flower of goathood.
Is that why she smokes all the time?
Yes. Wow.
Well, yeah.
Hey! Hi, I'm Dr. Philip Pendergrass.
And I'm this other guy who's really itchy.
Just wondering if you guys had seen any anti-aging cream. I had left it out on my stoop accidentally with the milk bottles, and it seemed to be gone. Since my office is right next door, I thought maybe you had seen it.
Why?
Oh,
I used most of it smearing it on this guy's wife, and now she's an infant, and, well, if the rest of it is yours, fine. But look, now I don't have any payment at all for this freaking tub.
So, as you can see, my Frenchness has brought a bit of the joie de vivre to your life, Mackie.
Well, yeah, I guess it has.
Hey, sorry, I didn't mean to bother you two, but the towels aren't absorbing the moss.
All right, well, tossing the towels for free. I guess the joie de vivre can cover the tub and the shower head.
Now please leave, for I must massage a nipple.
That sounds like a good plan to me.
Dun dun.
Dun dun.
Dun dun.
I've never said massage a nipple more in my entire life.
You said it a lot.
Just visualize how many people were in that bathroom by the end of that.
Hey, visualize this on the radio. I'm massaging my nipple.
Woo! Thank you very much for listening. This has been another episode of What Jail Is Like. My name is Mark. With me is Ben.
Eric.
And sometime co-host Pete Gray.
And I just want to say, Melissa, Ian's hot after you. So, you know, he tried.
Thank you very much to the flood of people who called during the advice segment, all of whom were appropriately credited. Also, thank you to Susan and to Miriam for the suggestion, body lotion.
What a wonderful young lady Miriam is. Bring us milkshakes, Miriam. Oh, Miriam. Love you.
I don't know who you are, but I'm down for milkshakes, too.
Yeah, and James, because I know you're out there, and you're a phenomenal
kid
as well. James, you're a great kid.
Yeah, I love you. Thanks.
Thank you very much for listening. Be careful. Supposedly a storm in the air tonight. I don't know the details, but be safe so that you can be back here next week to consume whatever product we end up putting on the air next week, Sunday at 10 p.m. Some approximation of what jail is like. Some shade of what jail is like.
Yeah, we don't really know what's going to happen. Vaguely approximating. We're gonna wing it.
Yeah.
We're going to wing that bad mother.
It's going to be an all Lawrence Welk show.
As opposed to the intensely planned shows we normally do. Thank you very much for listening. Give us an email at whatjailislike@hotmail.com unless you're trapped in the middle of the storm, in which case, get to safety. Then give us an email at whatjailislike@hotmail.com. Thank you for listening. Good night.
Good night.
Buenas.